ball comes into the edge of the area, comes to Liam Dickinson, who gets a shot off and a great goal from Liam Dickinson. He was allowed to turn away from his defender, struck the ball right footed, finds the bottom corner beyond John Lamb. It's a great stop for Stockport, a horrendous stop for Bradford Park Avenue. 3 minutes on the clock, Bradford Park Avenue trail by a goal to nil.
Well, it was fantastic work from the captain for Stockport, Jevons, there in the middle, opened himself up, playing in that deep line forward role, managed to get the ball through, and then Dickinson, yeah, just slotted it in the corner. Terrible start from Park Avenue, didn't get near Stockport there. Stockport County won, Bradford Park Avenue nil.
Nicky Platton now, Stockport, they get the second goal. Good ball from Nicky Platt, played in to Rhys Turner, and Stockport County have doubled their advantage seconds after it looked like Park Avenue had pulled the equaliser back.
Well, it's unbelievable, Chris. We were there thinking Avenue had got back into this. Stockport, fantastic ball into the penalty box. Delicate chip finish over the keeper. Great goal from Stockport's point of view. Park Avenue will be bitterly disappointed, though. Stockport County 2, Park Avenue 0.
Second ball comes in now from Park Avenue, almost falls for Jubcilaka. Shot comes in from Marshall, and it's into the back of the net for Bradford Park Avenue. They've got one back right on the stroke of 45 minutes.
Well, Stockport nearly going ahead, but Avenue straight back, fantastic ball through, and it was just unrelenting. It was a tidal wave of attack from Avenue, managed to get it in, the pull one back. It's Stockport County 2, Bradford Park Avenue 1.
And Stockport now trying to come forward. It's Howard on the left hand side, cuts a win inside and away from Chris Howard, comes to the edge of the 18 yard box, gets a lovely 1-2, comes back to Howard, and the shot goes in. It's taken a deflection on its way in, and Ian Howard has got the third goal for Stockport County. It took a cruel deflection off a Park Avenue man, pretty much wrong footed the goalkeeper John Lamb, and we played just 8 minutes of the second half, and Stockport, undeservedly really, have got the third goal for them. It's Stockport County 3, Bradford Park Avenue 1.
Well, we've seen this before in the game where a team's had a good chance and then the other team's gone up the end and scored, and it's happened again. Park Avenue had that great chance at the other end, and before you know it, the ball's up the other end. Stockport, some fantastic work, you do have to say, from Turner, and then Howard with the finish, get a bit lucky with it, and Avenue find themselves 3-1 down now. It's going to be difficult to get back into this.
Yeah, that like the referee has given a penalty kick.
Well, when it rains, it pours, Chris.
So a chance for Stockport County to get a fourth goal. Bill Jevons, it was, that stepped up to take the penalty. Puts it to the goalkeeper's left. And Stockport have a fourth goal. A second goal in quick succession in these early stages of the second half. But it's now Stockport County 4, Bradford Park Avenue 1.
Incredibly harsh on Avenue. They start this half fantastically well. Stockport have got a penalty against the run of play, and somehow Avenue find themselves 4-1 down against County.
Johnson now plays it downfield, and there we go, the referee Joe Johnson blows the full time whistle. It's been a disappointing afternoon really for Bradford Park Avenue, beaten yet again, this time by Stockport County here at Esley Park. It's finished 4-1 to Stockport County. Goals from Liam Dickinson, Rhys Turner, Phil Jevons and Ian Howard for the home side. A consolation for Bradford Park Avenue right on the stroke of 45 minutes from Paul Beasley. They've finally got on the score sheet for the first game in 5, but a lot of work to do ahead of the trip to High Flying North Ferry United on Saturday. Full time here at Edgeley Park is Stockport County 4, Bradford Park Avenue 1.